Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Ah! Denny's!
Wheeze! Unmutes to scream Denny's and then remutes. I'm here
for it.
All right. Chris is actually here, right?
Yes.
Okay, you appeared and then said nothing, so I wanted to make sure. You didn't just like...
Sorry about that. I was still on the phone with Brandon, and when I saw that the fucking recording started, I was like, I can't miss my chance. This is...
One shot. Is one opportunity.
Yeah,
it's everything you ever wanted.
So I muted the phone to unmute myself here and screech. So
that tracks. That's on
that tracks.
I feel like Brandon should be used to your screeching. You should have just left him on.
Oh, you would be surprised. I'm actually pretty quiet around the house.
That's
I know.
Bullshit.
It's not. I mean,
exit out.
Be yourself at home.
Now that we have confirmed everyone is here, back to it.
Hey.
On our last session, the battle continued. It is still eclipsy overhead, so it's a little bit dark out here, but we doing the thing. There were a good number of casualties last session, as y'all are thinning the enemy ranks.
But not for us.
Yeah, none of y'all have died quite yet. Burning resources, but as you do. And the Chantry is breached in three areas. You've got Olathe and the Gaze and the Bird up in the north wing fighting two of their mages. And in the middle, the fire elemental that used a blast charm to open a hole in the wall and has Jesse and Tiernan nearby. And then in the south, you have... Chase, the doggo, and the demon tangling at the door with some of the illusion, the combat illusions, and the illusionist himself. And then Olathe number one off kind of doing the same with another one of the illusion copies a little bit to the north. But we ended kind of mid-combat round last time as we were going to be starting our rage actions. So we're going to jump straight into those. And I believe the first... Also Olathe number two and Taryn are on fire. Because that one particular mage of theirs is quite fond of you get on fire, you get on fire, you get on fire. So, unless anyone has any questions, comments, concerns, snide remarks, we're going to jump straight back.
Did we roll new initiative?
I don't think we did.
Okay. I didn't think we did either, but...
Really should have done that, but fortunately, my roster is... slimming out, so it's not gonna be quite as bad.
Also, I've lost the roster again.
Turn order.
Thank you.
Is there? I closed it out and opened it back up because for some reason that seems to fix your problems. All right, so first order of business is going to be rage action on the part of. The illusionist mage guy, who is going to quite simply close the fucking door in front of him and withdraw. Because it's getting a little sticky there.
What? Wait. Didn't Satyriel break that door down?
He attacked it. It is damaged. But they opened the door to push out. And that is all he is going to do.
Is it possible for Sitariel to contest that?
Is his foot in the door?
Because he also has a rage action.
He does have a rage action. It's just further down the initiative. He's probably going through that door, TBH. I doubt it stands up to another attack. It's pretty much just a door. But for the moment, he is breaking contact.
I'm just a door, and that is a demon.
Hold on, I have to save that, because that's good.
Please, 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 let that be the name of the episode.
Are you kidding me? That's a new ringtone.
Help! Sorry.
And now... Let me see. Nope. Miss... Forces Mage. I still got a little bit in her.
I thought you said she used her last thing as a dodge.
You're 100% right. I didn't believe that. You're right. I remember that now.
I was going to say, I distinctly remember thinking, cool, I've got three shots where she can't dodge.
Anybody, they have worn down their bank time actions.
Are we to me?
Hey. That is gonna bring us to... Jesse doesn't have any rage actions. Chase, do you have any rage actions on board? I cannot recall.
Four.
Okay.
Did Sitariel also?
He's got one, yeah.
I'm gonna hold for after him.
Okay. I believe... See, Olathe number one is next in the order. I do not recall which one has the rage actions.
Rage, Olathe three does. Let's see here. One, three, four, five. Four to hit.
Hang on. I think Sitariel is actually before you.
That's fine.
So, yeah.
I'm gonna throw a note here.
Yep, do that. There it goes!
First roll, it's gone.
I just want you to know that I found one of the dice that he dropped in the last session in Hecate's cat bed.
Yep,
like, amazing. Nestled in there.
It's giving river.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, Sitariel is gonna snarl a bit, swing his sword at the door, and it is going to explode inward in a shower of flaming chunks of wood. Now back, or I guess to Chase, or to Olathe 3, whichever.
Olathe, you're already ahead.
Okay. Stick lethal.
Alright. You swing the axe at her. She kind of interposes the staff enough that it hits her in the shoulder. It's not a pleasant experience, but she's standing.
There.
I gotta remember not to re-roll tens. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait, damn it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
And then plus 6 dice. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 10.
Unlikely. Extremely unlikely. Not impossible. So. Not quite. Yeah, that is her down and out.
Perfect. And since I discovered I can do this, first of all, 5, 10, 15, going to be moving, and Olathe is going to begin, that Olathe is going to begin a chant to bring down the difficulty on the treasure. Do I need to roll for that as well?
Yes.
Okay. So, I guess, would that be what, charisma expression?
That's what we've been using in place of performance, given that it's not on the main sheet.
Okay, so that's 2.
If you were a chainsaw, it would be performance.
Yeah. That's a 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm assuming every 6 and up count?
Yes.
Okay. Then that is 4 successes.
Okay.
On that. And then dex expression for the dance. And what does that change the diff down? How much is just down by 1?
Down by 1.
Okay, so it gives a diff 7, which gives us 2 successes.
Okay. Sometimes the dice love you, sometimes they don't.
Hey, it's an extra action and the chance to run it again the next turn, so.
Yep.
I'll take it. Let me knock another one off, and that should be her ones.
I think that will take us to Chase then.
Yes. I am going to be expending one of those successes from the treasure for that sweet, sweet doubled move speed.
Okay.
Bringing it up to a lot, and start off by moving there and see what I can see.
Yep.
Nobody. What about them there?
Second. Sorry, I'm trying to go ahead and pre-roll some of the initiatives.
Good call.
Hold on, that's not everything. We should also be able to see.
All right. And from here?
Yep. Oh, probably about that as well. Roughly that. I'm not going to carefully corner off that because that's a little ridiculous.
Okay.
There you have it.
Is that the real one standing in front of me?
Yeah.
Well. He needs to be less standing. So, of my three remaining extra actions, numero uno is going to be a straight up sword swing. Whoosh. Hot damn. One, that's two, three, botch. Four, five, six. Oh, he's got a shield?
Yes.
Hot damn.
I don't know if we've ever had anybody botch an attack roll before.
Well, we're not about to start. I've still got three essence left on Samson.
Yep.
Two now, but, you know, now's not the time for botches. God damn.
No.
One success is better than minus one success.
All right, so roll me flat damage.
Yes.
Oh, I remember how many soak die this guy has. Let's see. Three damage.
Yep.
Soaked. Chase kind of runs around the corner. Huh. Where the fuck are they? Keeps running, comes around the corner, catches up to the guy who kind of turns to address, goes to make a swing at his head, feels a little off about it, adjusts the angle of the swing a bit, and realizes that, like, he'd probably have struck the guy's shield boss on, which might have damaged the sword. And instead, glances off the edge of the shield instead, leaving the guy not yet hurt.
Okay.
This is a beefy motherfucker. And you can kind of tell that a little bit better up close and personal.
Attack number two.
Mm-hmm.
Four successes there.
Okay. Alrighty.
That'll be eight damage this time around.
Okay. That one gets past the shield and scores the side of his shoulder. Which doesn't seem pleasant. All that for a drop of blood. But you hit him.
Okay. Remaining extra action will be spent in motion. All the way down to here.
Okay.
Also, JK, I've realized that 5 dex is a base of 5 squares, not a base of 4 squares, which means I do actually have 10 more feet of movement.
Okay.
Because double movement, go burr. Now I'm over here.
All right. The hell are you doing, Squeaks?
And that'll do me.
All right. I believe that takes us to...
Actually, I'm out of line of sight. Am I able to enter stealth here?
Roll for it. situation is. But we shall see.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. A lot, depending on what difficulty you want that to be at.
Okay.
And I'm going to note that one there, because I know there's something about getting extra dice to your attack roll based on how many more stealth successes you have.
Yeah.
Then...
there we go. Diff 7, so it's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 successes, I believe.
Isn't it opposed? So wouldn't it be diff 6?
Or would it be.
It is opposed. However, stealth, like a bunch of other stuff, does have variable difficulties based on setting. If it was me DMing, I would probably say at 7 myself. Just because this appears to be a somewhat illuminated and not full of cover area.
Yeah.
Down to like diff 4 if it's pitch black and raining or stuff. But yep.
Not to mention it's one that they theoretically know pretty well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that...
I was going to say, the double-edged to stealth rolls is the perception roll gets easier if you know the area, not the stealth getting harder.
Mm-hmm.
It can be both. That's... unfortunately.
I believe that will take us to Terran Bird.
Terran Bird is going to try and attack this healer so that that person up there doesn't get back up again.
And gets a bonus because he has an ally next to him now.
Is it easier for him to hit, or is it...
The guy defending takes a negative to his rolls if he's dodging.
Thought so. Alright. Alright. Claw attack. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A 10, so 6, 7.
Alrighty. Go ahead and roll me damage plus a bunch.
How much is a bunch? 6?
What was your... Yeah.
Okay.
That attack was at a diff 7, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it plus 1 diff?
It is plus 2 because he has a shield. No, actually, it would be 8. The flanking, I don't think... Yeah, flanking doesn't change your difficulty to hit. It changes the difficulty of his roll, so it would be an 8. Excuse me.
Okay.
I'm used to y'all having shields, and my goons less often having shields. Where is my dice? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he's not making a defense roll, so it doesn't actually affect his roll. It is at a diff 8.
Okay. Well, let me... 6. Okay, it is. So that is 4 successes instead of 7.
Okay, so damage plus 3 then.
So, damage. Plus 2. 1, 2. 6 damage.
Okay.
Okay. And then second attack for that one. Had a diff 8. That's a lot of ones. 0 successes on that one.
Damn. Okay.
Three ones, a 10, and an 8.
That'll do you.
It'll do me. Eight, one, two, three, and minus one. Two successes on that one.
Okay, roll me damage plus one.
Five, two,
one, two, three, four, five, six. Okay. As Taryn is clawing at him, give me a perception awareness. From Astoria through Terran's eyeballs.
Can Taryn also make it, or just Astoria?
Just Astoria, and you'll understand why in a moment.
Okay. Perception awareness. Is it spirit related? Wait, no, that doesn't matter. Never mind. It's just a cult. Sorry.
Right.
One. What diff?
Diff 7.
Three successes?
Okay. There is an entropy effect on this guy. Increasing his luck, basically, and making it harder to find purchase on him.
Okay. So the damage is not really hitting as it should.
Correct. Like, he's armored heavily, but it is more difficult to find the weak spots because entropy is playing in his favor.
Okay. There's not a whole lot Taryn can do about that.
Right.
So we're gonna keep going. thank you for that information, though. I will take that into account on Astoria's turn. One success.
Roll me flat damage, then.
Five.
Okay,
and last set of claw attacks.
Ready?
Got the last two. Well, zero on that one.
Damn.
Diff 8's hard, man.
Yeah.
Two, four on this one.
So, damage plus three.
Seven damage.
Okay.
This is all aggravating and armor piercing, just for awareness.
Yeah, he's got needle teeth, so reduces armor soak by two.
Yep.
Three for needle teeth.
Or three. Okay.
Three, sorry.
Samson has it too.
All right. I believe that brings us to the end of that turn.
Yeah, story is holding.
Okay. Let me start throwing in initiative rolls here. Got most of them in the background.
I already updated mine.
Convenient that Samson rolled the same thing as last time.
Sure is, bud. Thank you. she can come off because she is down. Jessica. Wow. All right.
That bad?
Pretty cheeks, yeah.
All right, well, the old Lathan's rolled a 2.
He's dead, so he can come off.
Ooh, for some reason, mine is not sorting properly.
I think it'll resort once I get done putting them all in and click the button.
Yeah, there's a button he has to click to actually update that.
Yeah, I just don't do it while I'm filling them out so that I don't lose track. Especially since some of them have the same icon. Think that's everything. All righty. So old buddy up here is not loving his odds. But he has a job to do. He is going to make a weapon attack on Olathe number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a diff 7 for her shield, but it'll be a diff 8 because he is flanked.
Huh?
That's 5 successes.
Athletics.
Stab.
That is 2 successes of dodge.
All right. Damage plus 2.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt for a second to let you guys know that Lily just went, "I'm Dirty Dan."
Amazing. Plus 4. That is 8 points of lethal.
8 dodge. Or 8 soak, not the dodge.
Solid. Alright. So yeah, he...
I'm annoyed because there's 1, 2, 3, there's 4 tens in that.
Comes around from behind the shield with, I don't know if any of y'all know what a spatha is, but it's like a late Roman stabbing sword. It's a, like a longer version of a gladius. And kind of plants it in the middle of your chest and raises an eyebrow a bit at the lack of that didn't go through you. Huh.
I was just going to raise an eyebrow back and grin. Very much a shit-eating grin.
Tariel is next. What is he going to do here? He's going to kill what he can see, which is one of these guys. Thank you. gonna try and not have that happen. He also still has a job to do. Okay, the illusion that Sartorial goes to chop manages to sidestep and not get chopped. This guy facing Aletha. Seven successes of smack Aletha with mace.
Alright. Three successes of don't do that.
Alright. So that is damage plus four.
5 and 10. Good old shield. Hopefully help with some of that.
4, 5, 6.
That is 7 points of lethal.
And I only soaked 6, alright.
Okay. Do a little correspondence magic about it. Surprise, surprise. And pop out a portal aimed at Aletha number 3. Perception, awareness, Aletha number 3, please.
Hey. Perception.
Awareness is a 6-die pool. You said 3?
Yeah.
Then a river help. I rolled 10.
Three successes.
Yeah, that's why I said no river help.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. There's a correspondence portal popping out right in front of you.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember which Olathe has the armor active. I think that's... Is it Olathe Prime?
I think Olathe. So, yeah.
I think it's... Okay. Yeah, probably best to dodge that.
Okay. Dodge, not counter magic.
Actually... Yeah, can I counter magic and literally have it loop back at her?
You can
with
try.
With my own portal? Alright, well, I want this to work. So... Let's give that a quench. This would be... So that bring it down to diff. Quench doesn't matter. Okay, 4 successes.
Okay, not enough.
To open my own portal in front of it and throw it back at her?
Nope. She has one whole success over you. Keep in mind, you are casting against somebody that is in their own chantry.
Okay, alright. I wasn't trying to alter her portal. I was literally saying, make my own and throw it, like, a separate portal. So she's firing from one portal into my portal.
I'm trying to figure out how to do that, because for one, you do not know where she is.
All right. Can I have it go from her portal into the guy in front of me? I know where he is.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how to balance that.
I mean, if it just drops it down to one, that's fine. I just find it an entertaining idea because now we're playing with portals.
It does. I suppose it depends on the accuracy of her shot. Make her shot. With 8 successes to hit, I'm going to say she does not hit the second portal.
Okay.
Points of lethal.
5.
Not add.
5. Let's see. Huh?
I said, and it's 8 points of lethal. Not add.
Okay. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That is 6 soak.
Okay.
Again.
And it was against 8 points, so 2 points of damage, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 2 Olathes at 5 out of 7.
Okay, that will bring us to Tiernan.
This is still... This isn't rage actions, right?
No, we are on the next turn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think for now I'm going to delay like I have been.
Okay. And that will bring us to this guy. Who's gonna continue having a go at this dog. I don't have a good backup plan because roll 20 on my phone is not happening.
No.
Anyway, carry on. That is 5 successes of smack El Doggo with a... No, excuse me, that's 6 successes of smack El Doggo with a mace.
Rude.
Rude. Rude.
Him on keyboard.
Please.
5 successes of not having that happen.
Alright, so flat damage on the dog. Who has more soap dice than God, so.
He's gonna be soaking 8.
Yep. Mace bounces off the armored doggo shoulder. Thump.
Samson growls.
That will bring us to Aletha Prime.
Okay, so the axe, because it's magic, can hit the illusion, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Hummingbird, this is not great weather for you to fly.
We're going to swing on the illusion like it owes me money.
I love that addition. I'm sorry.
Or actually, can I delay 1 to line Aletha 1 up with Aletha 2 and have Aletha 2 go first?
Is
perfect. So roll fire damage for Aletha 2.
Yeah.
And I'll roll soak.
4 points of ag.
Okay. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4.
5 soak. How many did you roll?
4.
Okay, so I'm good there. And I want to have Aletha 2 do a basically forces life core roll to turn the fire on her into energy to heal all 3 Alethas.
Okay.
Well, technically 2 Alethas. 1 Aletha 2 is the only one who's not fucking hurt. She's just on fire and trying to put the fire out. And that is 3 suck towards doing that.
Okay.
Is that enough to put the fire out and give me 3 healing, or...
You have a small amount of fire still on you.
Will it still be harming me, amount of fire, then?
Yes. Not as much.
Lightly warm.
Yep.
Okay. And
that
is it
shoulder
free
got smolder.
Is it 3 healing, then, or 2 healing, because I used part of it to put the fire out?
2.
Although I guess I was transferring the energy. All right, yeah. So that'll be 1 to each Aletha. Which, that... Okay, for just a
pulls me out of the losing a die territory for both of them. Which is why I wanted to do it that way. Alright, now we're gonna aim at the fucking spirit.
Okay.
Tens are doubled, I don't reroll. 2, 4, 6. Why are there 4 tens in this? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10. And then 11, because the axe is on. So 11 to hit on the thing next to Olathe Prime.
At a difficulty of 6 or difficulty of 8?
Base diff 6. Okay. With the drop of 2 due to the axe. Do the shades have shields?
Yes.
Oh. Alright, then that drops one of those.
Okay, so 10. Gotcha. Yeah, though they are not exact duplicates of the guy, but pretty damn close. They don't have the... Jesus Christ. Okay.
The fuck?
God damn.
Was that a storm?
That was thunder.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god, y'all.
One of the cats. Real quick.
Yeah, I thought one of the cats knocked a pan down.
That hit somewhere pretty close.
You guys good?
Yeah. I don't think that was the pine tree again. But it was close. 2 weeks ago, the giant pine tree in our yard got hit by lightning and got hit hard enough that it blew chunks of pine bark, like, over half the block. It was wild. It survived, because pine tree says, go fuck yourself. Alright. Wild. Alright, 10 successes. Let me,
roll dodge.
Roll dodge and see if he can not have that happen to him, because he'd like to not have that happen to him.
If he dodges 10 successes, I'm gonna be impressed.
A little annoyed, but impressed.
He's gonna dodge 7 of them. So roll me damage plus 2.
More than I wanted him to dodge, motherfucker.
You good, love?
Okay, strength is 4, plus 2 for the axe, and then plus 2 for the success. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 damage.
Alrighty.
I'm gonna guess he's probably gonna soak that fucking tin duck.
Yeah.
Tin duck. Fucker.
He is in fact gonna soak that.
Yeah, I kinda figured. Dickhead.
Yeah. Then that will bring us to Chase. Actually, there's a huge roll-off here that I didn't notice, but we're just going to roll with what we got, unless Chase and Jesse desperately want to fist fight it out for who goes next.
That was part of my confusion earlier. I also have a 13. I'm just, for some reason, up in the 14 section.
Oh. It did not sort properly.
I'm fine with not going first. Super fine with that.
Still. But
then River also is moving to Olathe 3.
Can River move that far?
I mean, 5, 10, she should have enough dex for that.
Damn.
Gee golly,
the
fam.
The ambient apocalypse is really just adding to it.
Yeah, it's a little spicy.
Say, so if not, Olathe 2 can technically move down to give the extra distance.
You should be fine. Think the consensus there was Chase is going next.
Sure.
Reactivating the charm, or the treasure, with 2 whole successes.
Okay.
For 2 whole extra actions next turn. And attempting to sneak his way over here.
Alrighty. suppose you will then have seen that staircase out this way. And what's in front of you over here, at least.
Does this help for, like, sight lines, by the way?
It actually super does, thank you.
Okay. Because I feel like it would probably be... those are, like, benches along the side, or shelves?
Bookshelves.
Not full wall that would be obscuring the ability to see through them, because if so, then...
There.
Okay.
Bookshelves with a wall behind them.
Okay.
Okay, and that will bring us to... Jesse.
Okay. So, let's see. Okay, so who all is next to Samson?
The demon, that's on your side, and okay. Two of the angry illusions.
We are going to huck a... the illusions? Are those still illusions? I thought they were...
They are corporeal. As in... They are not actual human beings, but they are doing damage.
But I can
to
fuck
you.
Them up?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of want to not use Arate in case I need to counterspell something again, because that has happened nearly every single turn.
Welcome to Combat Among Mages.
Yeah, no kidding. That kid, it's gonna hard just hit Samson in the way. All right, we're gonna have to chuck a spear.
Okay.
We are going to.
Which one?
Hit those. This one.
Okay.
Did you see the ping? Okay.
I saw the ping.
Okie dokie. And remind me, because I am but a simple little silly lad. How the fuck do I roll for that? I think it's
Dex Athletics for a thrown weapon. It is a difficulty of 6, I believe, and you will have -2 successes due to it having a shield. That's how ranged attacks work on shields.
Okay, well, I was going to mention that I do have the -1 for homing, because of the fact that it's a fetish, but
Defy.
With that roll, it doesn't mean... Yes. Oh, okay, 1 success then, let's fucking go!
Okay.
Singular success.
And he is going to see about not having that happen to him.
Botch, bitch. Not you, but them. You know.
You know?
You know. Did he?
Hang on. Let me reroll this 10, because I think that's going to decide whether or not he zeroes out. That is a 1. That is a 1. That is a 1. That is a 1.
Get hugged.
Okay, I rolled 10 suck, and the person soaks 7. You get 1 and come in.
Yeah, he zeroed the fuck out, so roll me flat damage. He zeroed out on a fucking 10 dice pool.
Oh, this is amazing. What a fucking life. Shit. 2?
Tragically soaked.
You know what? That's okay. It's not great, but the lead up was satisfying.
It's very satisfying.
That's going to be it for my turn. Saying it out loud, did not use my Arate for the sake of counterspell or later.
Yep. Tiernan's still standing by.
I have ideas now.
All right, send it, bud.
So there is no person in view in this entrance, correct?
Correct.
And this is a figure I can't tell who it is?
That is a fire elemental that Astoria summoned that just blew a giant gaping hole in the wall.
Copy. That solves most of my questions, and most of this structure on the inside also looks stone, to confirm.
Correct. There are bookshelves lining the wall, some of which are exploded across the floor, and there's books burning all over the place from the blast charm. But yeah, stone wall, stone floor.
Well, this walkway looks mighty on fire still, and that's great news.
Yeah, it's smoldering. Like, I did that to make sure y'all remembered there was a hole in the wall. You could safely walk through as long as you don't, like, actively, like, stand on top of some burning debris. But yes, you can pass through there.
Warm enough that you shouldn't lie down in the hole.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Like, don't tap dance on top of anything. Your robe will probably catch on fire, but, like, you can walk through.
Can I still pull fire off of it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all Tiernan's going to be up to, is arateing flames from over here onto one or both of these images, if I can make a, like, jet stream of fire that dissipates after hitting them.
Okay.
I'm just doing forces too, because there's actively fire over there.
Yep, that's all you need.
And I, like I said, ideally hitting both of them, assuming this doesn't go into terrible, terrible botch territory. But, you know, it's me. Cool. One suck. That's not going to do it, I guess. most of his goal was to get that shit out of the way. So if one success gets all the hot parts out, because he's an old man and walks in about 3 blocks a turn, that's cool, too. If it does 2 damage to those guys, cool. But if one success gets it just out of the way, cool also, because he's just shouting into their his usual proselytation of, you know, lay down your arms kind of talk, because I don't think you actually want more speeches from me. if you want an expression roll about that.
You are good.
I've saved who I'm going to save, if anyone. Gotcha.
Yeah. That is going to bring us to the last of the 3 illusions, who is also tied with the 13s gang, and I just opted to have him go after. He is going to 1, 2, 3 his way over and have a go at the javelin chucker, because rude.
Bitch! Whoa.
That's fair.
I was going to say fight me, but...
Which Olathe comes and fights you?
No, not you. The other, person that's attacking me. I assume me anyway.
It would have been in line for you to say to me to fight you too, so...
That is 6 successes of smack the Italian with a mace.
Fucking ow? What do I roll about that?
Where's my... Dex athletics if you'd like to try to dodge it.
I would, actually. I would love to try to dodge that. Dex athletics? That's 7 dice. Please, 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 please. Hello? 5 successes.
All right, so he's going to roll flat damage then.
Now get your soak pool ready.
Yep.
Stamina plus armor, which your armor should be a plus 5.
That is 5 points of lethal. Playing a game of whack club.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. Lily walked up.
Hi, potato. Oh. 5 points of lethal.
Two points of lethal?
Okay.
Well, 1 point of lethal. What is it? It is 6 or 5?
6.
Six.
Six. Okay. And ones count?
No.
No.
Okay. 2 points.
Ones and tens don't count. Okay. So 2 points of lethal. Jesse chucks the javelin at one of the illusions. The other one kind of seems like it notices over its shoulder that, oh, here comes another challenger. Runs over kind of weirdly. It like doesn't interact with the small brush and stuff in front of it. It just kind of passes through it. And then, yeah, kind of rears back with a mace and smacks you in the side of the head. It hurts.
Okay, first of all, rude.
I'll be right back. All right. That will take us to Astoria.
Astoria. Going to. Is this like a column thing here?
Yes.
Cool. That's a lot of fire still.
Witches don't like fire. They love fire.
I like fire. I know you do.
We're
unfortunately away. My familiar is on fire.
Yeah. Hot bird.
Let's give him the ability to not be injured by fire, if I can do that. Is that a thing that I could do with life and spirit?
I mean, I suppose you could up his soak pool.
That's not good enough. Did you mean another fire elemental on the field?
Jesus Christ.
Do it!
I am going to make you that sweet, sweet manipulation subterfuge.
Okay.
Same as last time. The goddamn storm, please.
I would say it would probably be easier to order the existing fire elemental to take care of that problem for you.
That's true.
Eat the fire off Olathe and Taryn. Let's go.
Sure. If I can do that with my with a roll and then do something else.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll just do that with the manipulation subterfuge roll I was going to make.
Mm-hmm.
What diff?
Five, actually.
Incredible. That is...
Armor partially under your control.
Cool. Also... Let's see. Poker face? Div 3?
Yeah.
9 successes?
Wild. Okay.
Tens rerolled. And base diff 3. And diff 3. So, you know.
Tiernan and Jesse, you both hear this even more clearly than Astoria does, because you're right next to this giant fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which basically just looks like a tornado of fire wrapped in a cloak of smoke. With arms. It's a little spooky. And you just hear a growling, gravelly voice. Tiernan and Jesse, you'll have no idea what he says, but Astoria, you just hear him go, "By your command." And that will take us to...
Do I still have, an action, or was that my whole action?
No, that is not your whole action. You still have the ability to do something.
Okay. If I... That's pretty precise. Oh, I don't really have a melee option. That's not really something I do. But I would like to anti-correspondence his correspondence, or no, sorry, anti-entropy his entropy magic. Okay. To make him easier to gain purchase on.
Okay.
Or take successes off of it, essentially. Def 6?
Yes, I believe that is correct.
Would it be correspondence, sorry, entropy 2 to remove? Or entropy 3?
To alter a fate effect, I believe would be a difficulty 3. Or not difficulty 3, but a sphere 3.
Okay.
Because you are... what he has on him is effectively an alter fate effect, and you are countering it with another alter fate.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So diff 6. I have 3, 9, 9, 10, 2. So 3 successes.
Okay. That visibly reduces the effect on him.
Well done.
All right. That will take us to the dog. What the dog doing?
The dog isn't entirely sure why we're fighting illusions. Runs up there, readies an action to bite anybody that comes in biting range, and works towards following up on Chase's mission of find and murder this fuck-ass correspondence mage to keep shooting people.
Dollar story, yeah.
Yeah. And that'll do it.
Alrighty.
I do need to step away for just a moment. He has 9 dice and a specialty in strength or dex brawl for biting, if you need to roll that.
Okay.
And also 4 dots of strength and bites at div 5. I'll be right back.
That will take us to Jessica. Does not have a great way to get at this dude, because everybody is piled in front of him. Let me think for a second. Actually, she's gonna do a little aura tape herself. I swear, Jessica is incapable of doing an aura tape roll that does not include at least 1/1. But she didn't botch. She's gonna do a time effect to give herself.
Where can I counter?
That is the other half of J Squad.
Are you sure? Never mind. Sorry. I thought it was an enemy.
Also, you have dodged. She is going to move over here and throw her combat knife at that guy. She's a little close for bow. X Athletics. Oh, one whole success to hit. Because shield go burr. Throwing knives do not do that much damage. Two successes. Plus this guy's so cool. Yeah, no. Throws her very hefty combat knife. And it's gonna glance off of his armor and not get good purchase. That will take us to the Terran bird.
Terran bird.
I need to roll. Terran bird needs to soak for 3 ag damage. Assuming Terran bird can soak ag damage.
Yes.
Okay. Cannot recall for sure.
2, 2, 3, 8, 10, 5, 2. So take 1 ag damage.
Okay.
Okay. That is going to be a -1 to my dice pool. That doesn't matter. I got some tens. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. 9 to hit.
Okay.
Is he dodging?
He is gonna try to.
Let's go higher dodge diff.
Yep, he does have a higher dodge diff.
Is that with the reduction from Astoria's magic?
Yes.
Okay.
He is flanked, so he gets a +1 difficulty to dodge, so he dodges at a 7 instead of a... Only 3 successes to dodge because of that diff. And you had how many to hit?
9.
All right. Roll me... What? Damage +5?
One to hit, and then 4. Yes. Eight damage.
Okay, roll his soak pool. Okay. Talons breach a chunk of his chest armor, and there is a pretty satisfying spurt of blood there.
Nice. Again.
Yep.
5, 6, 8 to hit.
Ready. Go ahead and roll damage.
5 plus 7 plus. Six damage.
Okay, that glances off of his shield. He is hurting.
You said he's burning?
He is hurting.
Hurting.
Olathe 3 on deck.
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
Because I'm difficult.
Can I slip past this guy and basically take, like, a middle stance to stop him from getting away?
Yeah.
Cool. I want to do that and attack him from behind.
Okay.
So, I'm going to roll to attack, but just some kind of note that, like, hey, yeah, not quite enough room for you to slip by now, buddy.
Here, that should be 4 for that. 4 for
that. Come on.
Okay. Hey, Ben. Mm-hmm. Remember when we talked about how you weren't sure what to do if someone botched an attack roll?
Yeah, buddy.
I botched an attack roll. I thought I double botched, then I remembered it's -2 diff because of the, Oh, wait, no, I also get a -1 because of Flanker. Or no, I don't. He gets, that's the dodge. That's right, damn it. Yeah, so then, yeah.
Okay.
Is it still +2 because of the shield if she's behind him?
I rolled a...
I'm back.
8, 4, and 3 ones.
And oh, you're fine. Typically, yes, it would still apply.
Yeah.
As long as they are... if they are aware of you, basically.
Correct. Because if they're like... if it were that easy, then there would have to be, like, an attack of opportunity type thing to stop you from just walking behind people. That's why attack of opportunity is a thing in D&D. Is because attack from behind is a benefit. Wild.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Rivers with Olathe 3. Good luck, Charm.
Correct. Okay.
There you go.
I didn't remember which one River was with. Alright, let's see. Don't do that again, Phil.
I do still need to figure out.
You know, I rolled 3 ones again. It's 1 success.
Okay. Roll me flat damage then.
God damn it. Okay, flat damage is right now 4 +2. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 damage.
Okay. Soaked.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Let me mark off a fucking...
Alright, that is going to bring us to...
Essence.
Mr. Torch over here. Who's going to move over next to Astoria. And burn a point of Essence. To control fire. Three successes on his gnosis is enough to polish that off. Because they had 1 left on Olathe and 2 left on Terran. So, congratulations on no longer being on fire.
Whoop whoop!
That will be rage actions.
Also, Ben, can I get more of the map opened up over here?
Oh, yeah.
And anything else that I could theoretically see.
Technically, you can't see there, but whatever. I do need to decide on botching attack rolls, because that's twice now that y'all have almost done it this session, when that's literally never happened before. Probably just drop your weapon on a 1. But if it's higher than that, it's going to need to be worse than that. Old buddy has got 1 last card to play. And it is... if I'm going down, taking you with me. with the last banked time action he's been holding on to. He is going to have one final go at Lathe 3 before Taryn pulls his butthole out. That's almost certainly what's about to happen to him.
I've never heard a series of words that I would like to happen less to me. Like, I'm sure I have, but in the moment they're not coming to mind nearly as strongly as I would like my butthole to not be pulled out.
Eight successes of smack with a mace, because that 10 just kept exploding.
He has not... Olathe 3 hasn't dodged yet, correct?
Yes. The
oh, she did the counter roll. She did the counter roll, yep.
Yep.
Alright. Well, you know what we don't want to happen? Fucking that. So, I'm gonna dodge to take some of the edge off of that.
Oh, yeah, burning a rage action to dodge. Okay.
Yeah. And rerolls for that.
Okay, one, two. Five successes of dodge.
That cuts that dice pool down. All right.
We take it.
So damage plus two then.
Okay, five. Another five.
Baby dice, go!
Two.
Three, four, five, six, seven. Seven soak.
Three points of lethal.
Through the thoke?
Yep.
Yeah.
Alright, that is a good size gash.
Yeah, he kind of tracks you, circling behind him, ducks under the axe swing, catches it on the shield, and then just straight thrust with the spatha into your open squishy guts, and the tip smashes through the armor on your abdomen, and you feel it stick pretty deep. That's not a good feeling. That might have caught some guts. And... Do you have any of those left? Sure does. Alright, Dollar Storia has got one last banked time action from their nice big combat ritual. She's going to use it. Shoot that dog.
Can I shoot that dog?
Gotta shoot that dog!
That is eight successes of Can I Shoot That Dog? And I believe Samson dodged earlier for I'd Like to Not Get Maced On, correct?
I was just saying that, but I was muted. So you'll just have to take my word for it.
Okay. Damage plus seven in that case.
Yeah. Samson will be soaking six.
All right, 1 point of lethal to the dog. Someone finally drew blood.
You're not going to believe this. Deflect harm.
Your goal is to have no essence left by the end of this fight, isn't it?
I'm down to one.
Yeah.
But yes it is.
Alrighty. Mr. Demon Man over here is gonna have a go at this guy who already dodged Jesse, so I can predict how this is gonna go.
Murder his shit off. Murder his dick. Turn him inside out.
Twist his dick! That'll be damage plus 3. It's a pretty big pool for this bastard. 6. Plus 3. Plus 5. That's a lot of dice. But not enough. Illusion is still standing. Hurt, but standing. And I believe that takes us to Terran Bird and possibly Olathe. One of Olathe's.
Yeah, I think Olathe 3 has her, basically, which is going to be reactivating the charm again.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, you only had 2 when you dodged. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Rage actions?
Yes.
Excellent. Would you believe me if I said I was just going to attack again?
No.
Let's see. Diff 8. Let's see. 5 minus 1 is 4 to hit.
Okay. He is out of dodges and actions and entropy and everything.
So damage plus 3.
Mm-hmm.
Two, three. 5 damage.
All right.
I'm sorry, I rolled too many dice. That would be 1 less.
Okay.
I forgot he had a minus 1.
Alright, old buddy is barely standing. Terran has started to actively peel back his armor to get at the squishy meat on the inside. Give me that butthole.
Gross. Cool, I'm gonna do one more attack, and then I'm gonna do something else, probably. I should have done it before this one, because then I could have used the full action for it, instead of having to split things weird, so. 2 to hit, so...
Damage plus 1.
Damage 1... Another 2 to hit, so another damage plus 1. Oh, 5 damage.
Okay, he's able to kind of cower behind the shield and ward that off.
Neat. For my second action in my rage actions, I would like to take that shield away from him, please.
Okay, opposed strength brawl, I believe, is how that would work.
Yes. What diff? Six?
Yes.
Three,
four, five, six. He only had seven, so, I get believe fun. You have in-shielded or de-shielded him.
Cool. I'm going to use my last action to attack him without his shield.
Okay.
Beat him to death with his own shield.
I was thinking about that, but that's like an improvised weapon attack, which is like less effective than Terran's claws.
Yeah.
Like specifically less effective than Terran's claws. So.
Look, sometimes it's not about efficiency.
You see, but with Terran, it is. It do, in fact, be about how to kill someone as fast as possible.
The death is the point, not the suffering.
Correct. Unless there is someone that, like, specifically needs to suffer, but, like, this guy has not done anything, like, particularly heinous to Astoria, so, like, eh. Okay. So it is diff, base diff to hit him then, right?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Where did my document go? Oh. And then he gets a plus one to plus minus one to dodge, but he can't. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, roll me damage plus four.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven damage.
Yeah. Terran yanks the shield away from this guy. Kind of bears him down into the ground. Guy opens his mouth to probably say some kind of last words, and then promptly has his trachea ripped out, ending, so his last words kind of end in a pretty unpleasant gurgling sound.
Excellent. Terran preens his feathers.
As he do.
And also probably moves a little bit further in, just to start trying to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. To try and clear a little bit more visibility.
Alrighty.
While you're clearing visibility, Olathe 3 is going to move to there.
Right. I believe that takes us back to rolling initiative again.
I am also going to do the chant and treasure.
Okay.
And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 successes on the chant. 1, 2, 3, 4. Provided that brings you down to a diff 7, that is 4 successes on the...
Eric, no. Three successes on the react.
Okay.
New initiatives.